This is 90.9 WBUR in Boston. I'm Lisa Mullins. Boston has a new police commissioner today. William Gross is the city's first African-American commissioner. WBUR's Simone Rios was there as Gross took his oath of office today.
I, William Gross, do solemnly swear,
Mayor Marty Walsh reads the oath of office to the man known on the streets as Willie Gross at the church in Mattapan that Gross's mother has belonged to since he became a Boston police cadet. Walsh says Gross's talents abound, and they were on display at a march in Boston a year ago, just a week after a white supremacy rally in Charlottesville, Virginia.
Willie was one of the faces of Boston that day. He lifted the march's spirit as he kept them safe. He stood in the middle of confrontations, and the tension seemed to melt away, sometimes with a smile and sometimes with that look.
Gross was born in Maryland and grew up in Dorchester. He joined the Boston Police in 1983 with hopes of becoming a detective. Over three decades, he reached that rank among many others, and 4.5 years ago, he earned the title of chief. If it took the United States 44 presidents to get an African American in office, it took Boston 42 police commissioners to do the same. Now, number 42 says he wants to step up the department's commitment to community policing.
Here's what it means to work collaboratively, police department, the community, the private sector, institutions of higher learning, our great clergy, and everybody in the village. That's what our model means.
The 1,500-seat Morningstar Baptist Church was near full capacity this afternoon, with a huge presence of uniformed police officers and an array of local dignitaries. Among the crowd was Ruth Scully Hall of South Boston, a retired employee of the Suffolk County DA's office. She says it's about time the city has an African-American police commissioner, and Gross is the right guy for the job.
It's a monumental event because of his personality, his streetwise. He's raised by a single mother, his respect for women, his respect for children, his respect for education, his respect for the city.
But not everybody's convinced that Gross's appointment as commissioner will lead to change. After the swearing-in, Carlotta Williams of Hyde Park says it's good to see an African-American commissioner, but the department has to go further.
I'm trying to remain optimistic, and I hope that the community policing gets better and it expands and gets off the ground. And I'm hoping the command staff will be more diversified. Hopefully he's working on that.
In his speech, Gross committed the department to two of those goals. His plan includes increasing diversity among police ranks, making the department more transparent, and focusing on the wellness of the more than 2,000 sworn officers of the Boston PD. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Simone Rios.